You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at moranbluewatercdjr.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 8:40 on this Tuesday morning. Port Huron Area School District Board of Education met last night. The superintendent of Port Huron Schools with us right now, Theo Kerhoulas. Good morning, Theo.
Good morning, Paul.
It's the end of the year, isn't it?
14 more sleeps is what the elementary school kids will tell you.
I'm going to do this on the fly. I'm going to have you use that other mic. If you can just pull that over or scooch over, however you want to do it. Yeah, we'll use the better one. There we go. That's much better. Yeah, seniors are already done, right? They've walked out, and they're all done except for commencement.
Yep, seniors are done. So there's some sports and concerts and performances still going on, but classes are done for seniors. They're starting their summer jobs and getting ready for the next step.
When is graduation, by the way?
First week in June.
Okay, fun stuff. This is always an exciting time of the year, isn't it, at the end of the school year?
It really is. There's so many smiles, and everybody's excited, and closure of one year, all these, end of year festivities. It's just fun, and honoring people that are moving on and retiring and things like that.
Well, yeah, because not only do we have the class of 2026 graduating, this is a milestone year for people that are going to be retiring after long careers. Who's retiring?
Last night we had 21, we honored 21 retirees from the district. And when you combine their years, it was 556 years of, and I joked with them, we had a dinner for them and everything, and I joked with them, but I meant it. When I started teaching, I thought I knew everything, and so did they. When you walk in that first year out of college, you're going to change the world. You find out quick, within about a day, you don't know what you think you don't know, and experience matters, and replacing 556 years of experience is impossible. They leave a well-deserved big shoe to fill.
Yeah, you can't replace all that experience, but just replacing those 21 teachers, too. I mean, that's getting harder and harder to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think we're really lucky because we're a big district, and people want to come here to work. We have a good culture going. We pay well, and it's a good place to be. So I think we fill our positions, but some of the smaller districts I know really struggle right now.
Your finance department received an award too. You got a finance award.
Yeah, they got the Certificate of Achievement Excellence in Financial Reporting, and we have a $125 million budget, and it's very complex. When you think about schools and poverty funding and all the different regulations, it's amazing that we get these awards year after year. I'm really proud of our finance department because money makes the world go round. We're not building cars. We're shaping children, which is really, really important. And that budget makes it happen, and they do a great job.
You have some other awards too that I know you you enjoy handing out because you do this as sort of a surprise thing. The Advocator, Innovator, and Educator of the Year. And you've been doing this for a few years now, right?
Yeah, and it's so fun. It's really evolved. And first of all, I can't believe people can keep a secret in this district, but they do for this. So we tell the schools where these three educators work, that we're coming. We bring their family in, and I've yet to have anyone break the cone of silence, right? So our Advocator was Aaron Carroll, and our Innovator was Christine Moore, and our Educator was Kelly Harrington. We had their families there last night too, but surprisingly, I'm on the videos are the best. And I did, I checked because we were awarding it last night. Those silly videos have 50,000 views. So I don't know what people are doing out there, but they like seeing us surprise those teachers, and it warms your heart. It's really a gratitude for everything they do. They go the extra mile, and all of our teachers do. They go the extra mile for our kids, and it's nice to be able to honor them and reward them.
Graduation coming up in just a couple of weeks, and then what? What happens? You have any big construction projects or improvement projects in the district?
Yeah, we've got a couple of parking lots and a couple of roofs, but we've done such a good job back when money was coming in for COVID, we were able to spend it on some of those things like HVAC and windows and things like that, and not on programs. So we did a lot of that work. So we're in really good shape, but we've always got some maintenance of programs. But, we talk to these kids, 14 more sleeps, Mr. Kerhoulas, like, and then we're done. I'm not done. I'm working all summer, come on. But, there's our buildings don't close. We have summer school and athletics and band camps and all sorts of stuff. But it's nice just to say we're finished.
Done with the regular Monday through Friday classes. Yeah, I've noticed that too. You drive by schools in the summer, and you still see a lot of activity there.
Yeah, especially in a big urban district, and especially with some of the challenges of poverty, we really spend our money wisely and offer summer programming for kids. And then, you know, at the high schools especially, those kids don't stop. You know, band is going all summer. I don't know how they do it, and sports are going all summer. It's hot out there, and you think about that. Playing, I know you're a theater guy and artistic. You know, playing football is tough in the sun, but playing a saxophone is tough in the sun too.
Oh, yeah.
Those are hard things on your body. So I'm proud of those kids.
Yeah, I did marching band all through high school.
Did you? Great.
I remember.
What was your instrument?
There. Clarinet.
Oh, you should have made me guess, because I would have said trumpet. Okay,
no.
Clarinet.
No, yeah, I wasn't cool enough to play the trumpet.
Oh, those trumpet trombone, the coolest.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There you go. Yeah. I suspect you were probably a trumpet.
No, I was a saxophone.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, too. What's your message to the class of 2026?
Continue to be human. We've got all the technology in the world, but the technology can't replace those human factors. You know, they are such good human beings, and just continue that. I say this and people say I'm nuts. Kids today are better than we ever were. They are so kind and thoughtful and care about each other and care about everybody. And I just think the world's in a good place after graduation. These kids are just phenomenal kids. So stay human.
Love it. Good stuff. Theo, appreciate it. Thanks so much. Theo Kerhula, superintendent of Port Huron Schools, with us on WPHO as we check weather real quick.